So this is Linda Naylor, European polyethylene editor at ISIS, talking to my counterpart in the United States, Zachary Moore. So Zachary, we've been hearing a lot in Europe in recent months about the new polyethylene capacity that's coming on stream. And everybody is wondering when we're going to start seeing quantities. What do you think?
Well, we know for a fact that some of the material is already moving, principally to Asia, but I think probably realistically speaking, we'll really start to see the impact towards the second quarter, maybe even the second half of the year is when it will really start to hit the markets.
Okay, looking at some of the FOB prices in the US Gulf compared to the delivered prices in Europe, particularly for grades like high density blow molding, it doesn't look as though much can work at the moment. I mean, would you expect FOB prices to start to fall once production comes fully on stream?
We have dealt with some unexpected supply tightness in the United States at the beginning of this year, which has caused prices to turn upwards, even though everyone had entered the year expecting a downturn in price. So it's been a very much counterintuitive start. But we are expecting to see pricing change direction once all the production is stabilized and online. And we are already seeing that some of the overseas buyers, like from Asia and places like this, are starting to push back against the current FOB prices. So.
Ah, yeah, that's interesting. Because, of course, who could have foreseen the problems that you had in the States last year with the hurricane season? Are plants now fully recovered from that, or are we still seeing overhang from the hurricanes last July and August?
For the most part, fully recovered from that. I think one of the Chevron Phillips units has still had some problems, but other than that, I think everyone's back online. Most of the problems we've had so far is it's just sort of the growing pains with the new capacities. They're just not running quite as smoothly as they could be just yet.
Yeah, I suppose actually we saw this many years ago when the new Middle Eastern capacity was supposed to come flooding into Europe. And of course, it did arrive eventually, but it did take time. And this is what quite a few of the pundits in Europe are saying, not to expect a flood of material, just a steady flow. Do you think they're right?
I would imagine so. Most of the companies building these new plants here are veterans of the polyethylene industry for many years, so I don't think they're going to flood the market with material and destroy their margins. So
Of
I
course
think
not.
they'll be cautious the way
Yeah.
they bring their material.
So many of the experts in Europe are saying that while material's coming on slowly at the moment and we're not seeing much from North America, in fact, hardly anything, that at some point when all the material is on stream, we'll be seeing a situation where US sellers have to sell at almost any price. Do you think we could arrive at that point?
I think we will arrive at a point, probably maybe the second half of this year.
And besides the fact that we're not seeing any material, some of the traders who say they bought material for arrival into Europe say there are also delays because of problems with rail car transport. Is this the case?
It might be the case. I haven't heard too many things specifically about delays in rail cars, but it wouldn't surprise me. We did have a couple of weeks ago. Some ice storms in the U.S. Gulf, and that could result. It certainly resulted in some problems at a lot of plants, and it might also have created some difficulties on the logistics side as well.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Zachary. I know everybody in Europe is really interested in when we are going to see this material. All the buyers are interested in getting hold of some cheap polyethylene, but it doesn't seem to be yet. Thank you very much indeed for your time. So that was Linda Naylor in London and Zachary Moore in Houston.
All right, thank you very much.